The big question out there, I feel, is if a patient has had a CDK4/6 inhibitor and has progressed, is there value in either continuing that drug with switching out the endocrine partner or introducing it again at a later point in time? There are multiple studies which are looking at this question of kind of CDK after CDK. We're running a study now called PACE, P-A-C-E, and that's for patients who had been on palbociclib for a prolonged period of time and had done well and then progress. And, you know, do you continue palbociclib with your next line of therapy or do you drop it altogether and move on? I think of the analogy to HER2-directed therapy where we have patients on the continuous backbone of trastuzumab, and if they progress, we just change out the chemotherapy doublet partner. And so we're hopeful that the PACE trial will help give us more information to determine whether palbociclib or other agents from other studies could be continued throughout the course or whether once you use them, you're done and you can't return to them.
I was going to ask you about that PACE study because I see you had this abstract trial in progress at the last ASCO meeting about it. But I was curious, it looks, you got a checkpoint inhibitor in there, right? Avelumab.
Yeah, so we have, it's actually a 3-arm randomized trial.
Wow.
And one arm is endocrine backbone, which in this trial we're using fulvestrant. The next arm is the, we can think of the experimental arm of fulvestrant with palbociclib. But we have a third arm that's a triplet, fulvestrant, palbociclib, and avelumab. This arm was designed based on preclinical work from one of my colleagues, Shom Goel, that has looked at the idea of combining anti-endocrine, CDK4/6 inhibitor, and a PD-L1 inhibitor in the setting of resistant disease, showing that these are synergistic. And so we're exploring this as part of the study as well.
Well, that sounds like a really interesting study. What about outside a trial setting, you know, kind of the HER2 type strategy, continuing an agent or biologic? I've seen some oncologists do that outside a trial. What do you think about that?
I'd say officially, it's not something we have any data to support. So I would only do it in the context of a trial. I know people experiment with it, but you know, it's not how it's been studied.